listening to a summary of How Leaders Kill Meaning at Work, an article by Teresa Amabile and Stephen Kramer. According to McKinsey consultants Teresa Amabile and Stephen Kramer, America's CEOs and corporate leaders often inadvertently destroy their managers' inner lives. The authors describe four common morale-destroying behaviors that top executives can avoid. When McKinsey surveyed managers at seven major American corporations, it found corporate leaders avoided the four morale killers in only one company. This article may help ground executives lost in the stratosphere of grand strategy. Okay, let's hear the first takeaway. To execute bold strategies, don't gauge your manager's performance with outmoded or unrelated metrics. Influential leaders provide their managers with vision and actionable, relevant goals. Leaders who give clear marching orders engage their management team and enrich individual managers with a sense of purpose in their work. Using outdated systems or metrics to gauge that work is the first morale-destroying leadership mistake. Senior executives may advance a bold strategy and still frustrate their managers with quarterly accounting systems or outdated enterprise performance targets that reward risk-averse behavior, reinforce mediocre performance, and hobble innovation and creativity. Instead, offer managers morale-boosting incentives for meeting benchmarks that measure their real progress toward fulfilling those elements of your strategy that they control. Great. Now here's the second takeaway. Leaders should not lose focus or give managers contradictory signals. Top-tier executives need to stay the course once they commit to a strategic direction. Changing direction is the second leadership mistake that undermines morale. The drive to be on the cutting edge can distract leaders from their primary strategic goals and tempt them to redirect resources and project teams toward dead ends. Be sure your internal departments are aligned. Don't destroy your credibility by issuing unclear or inconsistent directions from various offices that undermine your manager's faith in their leaders or their sense of meaning. All right, time for another takeaway. Don't discourage managers by constantly updating their objectives and priorities. When memoranda and directives come from on high, managers expect coherent marching orders. Leaders can rally their subordinates by putting forth a clear, compelling strategy with tangible metrics of success that are within reach of their troops. Aware leaders who understand their subordinates' perspective take steps to boost morale, and their teams often outperform their competition. You may be committing the third morale-damaging leadership error that undermines managers if you downplay the importance of their products or concepts, shift team members around mid-project, fail to update your team, or frequently change your manager's targets and priorities. And now for the fourth and final takeaway. Don't overreach with grandiose goals. Beware of setting out well-meaning but utopian missions that are beyond your corporation's abilities, resources, and management reach that burden your employees with impossible tasks. Establish world peace, for example, is a grand aspiration, but it has no practical meaning in the average worker's day. Senior executives know that their primary responsibility is to develop a business strategy, but as they do, they must make sure their employees remain engaged and can see that their high-level executives respect and empower them. Motivate your employees by setting smaller, incremental goals so they can measure and celebrate progress. Show recognition for small successes. Leaders who remain aware of the human dimension when they communicate their vision have more success aligning their manager's behavior with corporate strategy than those who plunge ahead heedless of the impact of their directives. That was a summary of How Leaders Kill Meaning at Work, an article by Teresa Amabile and Stephen Kramer. Let's just recap those four takeaways. Takeaway one, to execute bold strategies, don't gauge your manager's performance with outmoded or unrelated metrics. Takeaway two, leaders should not lose focus or give managers contradictory signals. Takeaway three, don't discourage managers by constantly updating their objectives and priorities. And the final takeaway, don't overreach with grandiose goals.